My friend, one of the things that I love to do that I recommend to my friends is, in addition to reading the Bible, read good biographies, even autobiographies when you can get your hands on them, from people who have served the Lord in previous generations. I am holding in my hand now a small paperback book, Jim Elliot, of course, who, along with his missionary friends, was speared to death by the Aka Indians back in the 1950s. And I think what he wrote in his journal just days before he went to be with the Lord, one of his most famous quotes, in fact, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep in trade for that which he can never lose." In other words, Jim Elliot was saying, I give my life physically, which I cannot keep. It will one day be over, sooner or later, in exchange for that which I can never lose, which is eternal life. My friend, it's so easy for you and for me in today's modern society, whether you live on a farm, whether you live in a small town like I grew up in, whether you have grown up in a major city, it's easy for us to get our eyes on the problems of today and to forget about eternity. And when we see men and women who gave their all, some like Jim Elliot, who even gave his physical life, they had rifles there that day when these men who thought that they were being threatened came out of the jungles and speared these American missionaries to death. But they were not going to shoot these men. They rather gave their lives because they knew that these unsaved men, if they were to depart, step from time into eternity without knowing Jesus Christ, that they in fact would be ushered into a Christless eternity. Jesus made that clear in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. In the 20 years that you and I have been partnering together in Light of the World Ministries, I've been in the jungles. I've been in the jungles of Guatemala not long ago. I've been in the jungles of Papua New Guinea, where people still had bones in their noses and living out of the Stone Age, it seemed. My friend, you and I have a chance in this generation to reach people and let them know that there's a God who loves them and a Savior who died for them. Hebrews 11:33 and 34 talked about those who through faith out of weakness were made strong. There was another missionary, William Carey, an extraordinary man with an extraordinary faith. He was born into a working class family. Back in the 1700s, he made his living as a shoemaker. And while crafting shoes, Carey read theology and journals of explorers. And God used the Holy Scriptures and the stories of the discovery of new people to place upon William Carey's heart a burden for global evangelism. And he went to India as a missionary. Not only did he do the work of an evangelist, as the Bible says to do, but he learned Indian dialects into which he translated the Word of God. And Carey's passion for missions is expressed by his words. Here they are. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. And Carey lived out this maxim, and thousands have been inspired to do missionary service by William Carey's example. My friend, the Bible tells us of many whose faith in God produced amazing results. That passage in Hebrews, those who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. Hebrews 11:33 and 34. And that list of heroes of the faith has grown through the ages. My friend, you and I are not seeking fame, but we should be seeking to be part of that list of the unashamed, that extension of those heroes in Hebrews 11. Because of God's power and faithfulness, we can attempt great things for God, and we can expect great things from God. Heavenly Father, would you remind us that when you are our partner, we can make very large plans. And so I pray for my friend listening in right now, and I pray for myself that we would set our affections on things above, that we would turn our eyes upon Jesus right now and look full, not distractedly, but look full in his wonderful face, that the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We ask this to our Savior's glory. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. My friend, be encouraged today. Turn your eyes upon him, the one who promises never to leave you and never to forsake you. Thank you so much for partnering with us all these 20 years. And until Jesus returns, may we be found faithful. Here's our mailing information. Please stay on the line.